Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Ooh, and there's lots and lots of stuff going on here. There's a second Saturday dance in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, the Bellingham dance. And they don't want you to wear any scents because they have some chemically sensitive folks in that dance group. So be sure and check that out. That's November the 12th, second Saturday dance. Second Saturday dance in Yakima. At the Broadway Grange in Yakima, Shelley Jenkins keeping that thing rolling. That's up on Washington Avenue. And then I want to stop here with the whole regular thing. They're doing a special dance next Friday on the 18th of November. The Bear Creek, they're the Great Bear Trio. That's what it is, the Great Bear Trio. These folks are from Massachusetts, and they're bringing George Marshall, who is like the premier caller. He is the contradance, contradancer, contradance, everything. George Marshall's been around for a long, long, long time. And he plays and he calls. And he's used to be with the group Wild Asparagus, probably still is. He's got all kinds of groups that he works with. George Marshall, he's amazing. He is what he is like callers revere. George Marshall. The best callers hunt up George Marshall and say, we want to learn more. Yeah, he's amazing. So the Great Bear Trio in Yakima, and I believe that's also at the Broadway Grange. You want to check that out. That's going to be an awesome, awesome dance. Check your papers, though, and make sure. And if I were you, I would go to this thing if you live around the Yakima. It's free. It's totally free. So you can go in there and see some of the best musicians from the East and easily the best caller in modern contradance history. George Marshall. So be sure and check that out. The 18th of November, I believe, is at the Broadway Grange there in Yakima. Alrighty. Let's backtrack a little bit. On the 12th of November, Heidi Muller going to be at the Unitarian Church there in Moscow, Idaho at 2nd and Van Buren, 7 o'clock show. Check it out. Good stuff. Then they're going to move Heidi and Bob. They're going to take their electric cellos and their mandolins and their dulcimers, and they're going to take them over to the Tri-Cities and be at the Unitarian Church there in Pasco on Sylvester Road. 7:30 show. Two of them so far. But there's another one in Seattle at the Finney Ridge Concert Place, that little brick building just down the hill from the community center there, from the neighborhood center there on Finney Ridge. Wonderful place to play. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb on the 26th of November. And then finally, on the 1st of December, they will be in Joseph, right outside Joseph at the Hurricane Grange there in Joseph, Oregon, or just outside Joseph, Oregon. We'll talk more about that, okay? All righty, so there you go. Four times you could see Heidi and Bob. Continuing onward, though, I want to stay in December because I think it's going to be a great show. Linda Waterfall, who is such a good songwriter, and she knows how to do vocals and guitar. She knows how to mix it all. Wonderful guitarist. And she is a person who, once you see her, you want to grow up to be just like her. Linda Waterfall, December the 3rd, there in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Pasco, Washington, there on Sylvester Road. Linda Waterfall, on the 3rd of December. The 3rd of December, alrighty. And again, the 12th and 13th, if you're listening on Saturday, if you're listening on Sunday, you missed it. But if you're listening on Saturday, you should check it out. The Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival there at the Spokane Community College there on Green and Mission. Lots of food, lots of crafts, lots and lots and lots and lots of good music and dance and workshops. And just anything you want to do and know about acoustic folk, ethnic, bluegrass, Celtic, singer-songwriter, it's all there. already at that festival. Saturday gets pretty crowded. Sunday's doing okay. You might want to show up both days because you're going to want to see all these various performers. You can go to the Spokane Folklore Society website. I think it's just SpokaneFolkFestival.org, and you can go there and you can check out the whole schedule. I'm in the Sasquatch room on Sunday, the 13th, at 1:15. So if you want to see me, if you haven't seen me for a while, those are such fun gigs. Everybody's totally into it. Alrighty. But all kinds of folks are going to be there. Okay? Good festival. And then I just want to stick with the, I want to stick also with the 19th. Couple of dances, third Saturday dances. Don't you be forgetting now the ones that they have in the Milton Friedwater Walla Walla area in Walla Walla there. It used to be the old Unity Church there out on C Street. Now it's just the airport building, and that's where they do their dances out there on 810 C Street, I believe is the address. And the Palouse Folklore Society in Moscow doing their third Saturday dance on November the 19th at the 1912 Center at 3rd and Van Buren. And there's lots more stuff going on folk-wise. Check out your newspapers, and sometimes I don't hear about things, but your various radio stations, both SpokanePublicRadio.org and NorthwestPublicRadio.org, they all have these cultural calendars you can take a look at. Alrighty. Okay, we're one more Gina Forsyth. She actually sings on this one. Like I say, this is pretty much an album of dance tunes, but she sings pretty good, and she is as Texas as you can possibly. She comes from that border area, Texas and Louisiana, and she is a Southern lady. By gosh, here we go.
Shadows gather round as I lay my body down. There's only one place that I long to be. In dreams I go back to my home. In dreams I go back to my home. I can still hear the whippoorwills call softly on the breeze. When in dreams I go back home. Eternity, and there's one I've forever parted from. We hold hands and sing songs of forgiveness and praise, and dance once more, shining like the sun. In dreams I go back to my home, and in dreams I go back to my home. I can still hear the whippoorwills call softly on the breeze. When in dreams I go back when in dreams.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the Sweet Forever. And we'll only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me. This old hymn doesn't get sung much anymore, but I still like it. Has an unusual story. Wasn't written by a preacher or a Bible scholar, but by a banjo player and an old-time showman with an exotic name, Dion DeMarbell. But everybody called him Dan. A man of mystery. We have no pictures of him. Born in 1818 in the south of Spain, but said to be French. He did speak several languages. As a young man, he went to sea on a whaling ship. But somehow, out on the ocean, he wound up in the American Navy. Dan was a man of many talents. It was said he could pick up any musical instrument and play it by ear. And at the drop of a hat, he could speak with great eloquence on any and all topics. He was a ventriloquist, magician, actor, band leader, and clown. He was a drum major in two great wars, first for the U.S. Navy in their Mexican adventure, then again for the Michigan 6th Infantry when Mr. Lincoln called for the volunteers. After that, he worked in both opera and minstrel shows. The latter is where you would have heard him play the banjo. He was the head clown in the famous Bailey Circus. That's before P.T. Barnum weighed in. And later, helped Buffalo Bill Cody start his Wild West show, where Dan organized the music. He made and lost his fortune several times, wrote and published dozens of songs, but this is the only one anybody remembers. And it's his only hymn written in his old age. He ended up in poverty, living in Illinois, just west of Chicago, in the little boom town of Elgin, there on the Fox River. Those Elgin folks just knew him as poor old Dan, the Civil War vet, who sang in the Methodist choir and called square dances. Till one day in 1896, Buffalo Bill brought his Wild West show to Elgin. They paraded into town like they always did. Old Bill Cody riding high and handsome in his buckskin coat. He spied old Dan standing there on the sidelines, stopped the parade, went over to shake his hand. Gave him the seat of honor at the show that day in a special chair in front of the bandstand. Then afterwards invited Dan to dinner and drinks in his private railroad car, along with Annie Oakley and the other stars of the show. The people of Elgin were rightly amazed that this no-account old man numbered his friends among the high and mighty. Dan died just a few years after that, in 1903. There was no money for a fancy funeral. The Veterans Organization paid for a plot on the edge of the graveyard, and the Army provided a small stone. It reads, Drum Major D.A. DeMarbell, 6th Michigan Infantry. And there he lies today in the Bluff City Cemetery in Elgin, Illinois. And there he would be forgotten like so many others if it weren't for this one song. So I like to sing it with a banjo, and I like to think somewhere in that far-off sweet forever, there's an old minstrel man who just might hear my banjo ringing. There's a land beyond the river, because we only reach that shore by fate's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Hear the bells a-ringing, can't you hear the angels singing that glory, hallelujah, jubilee? In that far-off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me. Forever beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me. Where they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Nottingham says he's in sober and fast, and we three chaps got here at last. precious life is the knife for me. The voucher I will always be.
Twas on one Sunday morning, as I walked o'er the moss, I had no thought of listing, till some soldiers did me cross. They kindly did invite me to a flowing bowl in town. They advanced me.
They advanced me.
They advanced me. They advanced me some money, 10 shillings from the crown.
Oh, yes, my love is listed,
and he wears the white cockade. He is a handsome young man, likewise a roving blade. He is a handsome young man, and he's bound to serve the king.
And my very,
and my very,
and my very,
and my very heart is breaking, all for the love of him.
Oh, yes, my love is handsome
and comely for to see. But through some sad misfortune, a soldier now is he. May the very man who listed him may suffer night and day.
And I wish that,
and I wish that,
and I wish that,
and I wish that the Hollanders would sink him in the sea.
Oh, may he never prosper,
and may he never thrive at anything he takes in hand, for as long as he survives. May the very ground he walks upon, the grass refuse to grow,
since he has been,
since he has been,
since he has been,
since he has been the source of my sorrow, grief and woe. Then he pulled out his handkerchief to wipe her flowing eyes. Leave off these lamentations, likewise these mournful cries. Leave off these lamentations while I march o'er the plain. We'll be married,
you and I love.
We'll be married,
you and I love,
in the springtime when I return again.
Oh, yes, my love is listed,
and for him I will rove. I'll carve his name on every tree that grows in yonder grove, where the huntsmen they do holler and the hounds do sweetly cry,
to remind me,
to remind me,
to remind me,
to remind me of my ploughboy until the day I die.
Thank you.
From their 21st studio album, Steel Ice Band, called Cogs, Wheels, and Lovers. And Maddie Pryor's back with them. She had left for a while, you know. And Gay Woods, who was in the original Steel Ice Band with Maddie Pryor, when it was two women in the band. Anyway, she took her place for a while, and now Maddie's back. 2009, this album came out. So we heard Thornaby Wood, and we heard The Unquiet Grave from this album. And in between that, we heard from Pynton Dale, The White Cockade. We're going to hear from Pynton Dale again. Maybe one more from Steel Ice Band. We have all kinds. We have Alistair Anderson and Cornog, all kinds of folks. We have to take a break, though. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. And I'm coming right back with a half hour's more worth of music. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Support is provided by the Walla Walla Chamber Music Festival, commencing their 10th anniversary season with a weekend of concerts focusing on music by Mozart and Chopin. December 1st, 2nd, and 4th, three Walla Walla wineries will transform their spaces into concert halls. Tickets and festival passes are available now at wwcmf.org.
A little bit breezy today, but also a chance to see some sunshine this afternoon. Pullman is expecting a high of 59, Lewiston 64. Clouds will roll in tonight with low temperatures in the mid-40s. You can expect the rain to return tomorrow and stick around through most of the week. There's also a chance for some light snow on Thursday.
High upon a lonely moor, a widow lived alone. An inn she kept, and ere she slept, the pillow heard her moan. Oh, man!
traveler who spent the night with me. But there's not a man in all creation gives content to me. For some might manage once or twice, and some might three or four. But it seems to me the rarity is the man who can do more. I'll do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as these words were spoken, there rang her front door bell.
And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from her door.
Boldly the widow ran down the stair and the door flung open wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. She gave him bread and brandy, and when that he was fed, he said, "My dear, well, have no fear, it's time to go to bed. For I heard you call away down below, and I come to see you right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night." She said, "You horny devil, to your bargain I'll agree. For hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me."
And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from her door.
So the widow and the devil fell into bed, and the devil was working well. And he thought before the night was out, she'd be his in hell. But when they came to number 9, the widow cried, "Encore!" And when they came to number 12, she boldly called for more. At 25, the poor devil felt compelled to take a rest. The widow, she said, "Come, raise your hand, put me to the test." At 69, the widow laughed again, again, she cried. And the devil, he said, "Well, I can see just how your husband died."
And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from her door.
Said, "I'll give you anything if you'll only let me sleep." Before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home. And the widow, still unsatisfied, once more was left alone. Well, she lay there and she grumbled as she thought of 99. Oh, if only that old devil could have made it one more time. With a little more application, he might make it to the ton. I'll call him up again tonight, see what might be done.
And the wind blew cold and lonely all across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from her door.
But when she called to him that night, no devil he did appear. For the first time in eternity, the old devil he shook with fear. He said, "Of all the pain and torment I witnessed here in hell, well, I never knew what pain was till I rang her front door bell."
And the wind blew cold and lonely all across the widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from her door. And the wind blew cold and lonely all across the widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from her door.
Well, as I was a-walking one morning last autumn, I overheard some noble fox hunting between some nobleman and the Duke of Wellington. It was early, just as the day was dawning. There was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, road traveller, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover, these were the hounds that could find him. Well, the first fox being young and his trial's just beginning, he's made straightway for his cover. He's run up the highest hill and along the lowest rill, thinking that he'd find his freedom there forever. And there was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh traveller, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover, these were the hounds that could find him. And the next fox being old and his trials past the dawning, he's made straightway for the river. Well, the fox he did jump in, but a hound jumped after him. It was Traveller who strided him forever. And there was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh Traveller, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover, these were the hounds that could find him. Well, they've run across the plain, but they soon returned again, the fox and the hounds never failing. It's been just 12 months today since I heard the squire say, "Hark forward, me brave hounds forever." And there was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh traveller, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover, these were the hounds that could find him. And there was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh traveller, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover, these were the hounds that could find him.
Well, a good many gentlemen take great delight in hunting Bull Reynard the Fox. For the very best foods I do eat in the night, and I dine upon fat geese and ducks. In Ashbit and Cops I did lie, and I lived an extraordinary rate, a-picking the bones of the young lambs, till the farmers they on me did hate. All for the Lord's horses and hounds they did send, and the huntsmen they swore I must die. They made all the hair on the coat stand on end, and they caused me from my young ones to fly. All down stony lanes they did run me, and I gave them a very good chase. When I entered the woods I did pause for a breath, and the hounds they got forward a pace. They gave chase and did gain, and the gamekeeper saw me go by. They chased me out into the wide open plain, and 'twas there that he fired at my thigh. All in stony fields they did kill me, all the bloodthirsty dogs they did follow. They tore my old coat into pieces, and it caused the glad huntsman to holler. Pardon me, sportsmen, for spoiling your game, but the dogs, they have caused me to die.
Your farmers at home breathe a sigh of relief, for your flocks are all safe for the time. Well, now the bull Reynard is dead, you'll all go to the dolphin and dine. And dip my forefoot in a bumper and drink the king's health in good wine. You farmers at home, rest easy tonight, for my turn at night hunting's gone by. But I've left little brothers of mine to remain, who love young lambs far better than I.
William Pint and Felicia Dale from their album Hartwell Horn. And it's an album they did, you know, they do so many Renaissance fairs. And I don't mean like the Moscow Ren Fair, which is more about rebirth and springtime, not about, you know, Society of Creative Anachronist people walking around with wooden swords beating the heck out of each other and stuff. That's not what the Moscow Renaissance, but most of them are. And they're like Ye Mary Greenwood, which is a really, really high standard Renaissance fair and that kind of thing. And Pint and Dale released an album for that kind of an audience. Normally they do, their albums are sort of mainly like sea songs and sort of rare material and some other things. But this album was specifically geared towards the Ren Fair folks. So you have a lot of landlords and landladies and hey-ho and this kind of thing. Only even then, the standard's quite high. And that was a version of Dido Bendigo and Reynard the Fox, along with Danny O'Donnell's. This was those first two songs were songs that William Pint had done when he was with the group Copperfield. And that was Bob Cotta, Paul Smith, who now lives in Palouse, and William Pint. And it's sort of an homage to Copperfield, really, when you think about it. And we also heard The Devil and the Widow, and we heard Just as the Tide Was Flowing from Steel Ice Band. Maddie Pryor, she's still, you know, actually, early Maddie Pryor, she's a little too strident. And this one, as she's gotten older, she's kind of mellowed out. And her voice is pretty nice to listen to. Maddie Pryor and the Steel Ice Band, Peter Knight and Rick Kemp and all those folks. Well, where are we going with this? A long time ago, there was a group called the High Level Ranters. And there was the Champion String Band and folks. And one of the major artists who was featured and who hung out in a lot of those bands was a fellow named Alistair Anderson. And he played Northumbrian pipes and he played the concertina. And he actually got to the point where he was so well recognized that he's on a lot of Sting's albums playing the Northumbrian pipes. I think he's even on a Bonnie Raitt album. I'm almost positive of that. Alistair Anderson. He comes from He comes from that area, comes from the Yorkshire area, and he's pretty good. And he was actually here once, way back in the 80s, Alistair Anderson. And he is awesome. And he sounds like this. Thank you. Martin Dunn on the flute, Robin Dunn on the mandolin, Chuck Fleming on mandolin and fiddle and viola, Alistair Anderson from his classic album Steel Skies. Good stuff, Alistair Anderson. Haven't thought of him in years. He used to be with a group called the High Level Ranters, and they did these wonderful albums of coal mining songs from Northumberland, from back in the days when coal mining was a mainstay in those areas before Margaret Thatcher took that whole industry out. And, you know, Britain has survived. I don't know what happened to most of those coal miners. I don't think there was a lot of thought put into what would happen to them. But anyway, they wound up on welfare, probably. Alrighty, well, we're about ready to wind it up here. Eunjung Shin doing the playlists and making it all happen. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It's out of here. We're leaving. See you now. Bye.
I'm wishing you good roads. May you find your comfort in friends along.